Today is Wednesday, May 14th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Decency Day. It's also National Third Shift Workers Day. So I have a story about that that I'm sure I've already told on this show, and so any of you who are longtime listeners may remember this. But when I was in college, I used to work at Subway, the place that makes sandwiches. And so I decided, no, didn't decide anything. I don't know where I was going with that. But I worked at Subway and I decided I wanted to work the third shift or the graveyard shift, which was from 11 in the evening until 6 in the morning or 7 in the morning, something like that, on the weekend. So I would, on a Friday night, I would go in at 11 p.m., clock in, work, and then on Saturday I would sleep part of the day, and then I would do the same thing on Saturday night, and then on Sunday I would sleep and, you know, rinse and repeat. That way it didn't affect my classes or anything like that. I could do it at night, and I didn't have to worry about my classes. And band, a lot of time, meets, especially marching band, meets in the late afternoon. So even early evening shift, it's hard to do when you're in band. And so I think graveyard shift was pretty much the only thing that I could do if I wanted a job. But anyway, I was working by myself because graveyard shift was pretty much by yourself. Because generally there was not a lot of people that came through at that time of night. And it was attached to a gas station, so I wasn't completely by myself. There were people working at the gas station, so it wasn't like I was in a building all alone. But anyway, so I was working, and around 2 in the morning, some really ungodly hour, all of a sudden, all these cars pull up, and a fraternity has had a party, and they've all decided they want Subway. And I was there by myself. Oh my gosh, I was trying to, and they were all ordering footlongs, and I was by myself, and it was chaos. I was trying to make all these, check them out, make another one, check them out, make another couple, check them out, make another one, check them out, etc. I dropped some meat on the floor. At one point, I slipped on the meat, and I fell backwards and hit my head on the floor, and these fraternity guys were like, oh, bro, are you okay? You know, I mean, it was so embarrassing. I called a friend of mine that also worked there, but she worked at a different store. She no longer worked at this store at all, but she used to be a manager. So I'm like, please come and help me. So she came and helped me, even though she didn't work in that store. It was horrible. It was absolutely a nightmare. And yeah, that is my experience working third shift. I think I also, when I worked in a flooring mill, I think I also worked a night shift at one point. I enjoy a night shift. I'm okay with that because then I can sleep and then do whatever I want during the day. It is also National Underground America Day. Love it. Love it. They're showing a picture of an underground house. That's cool. And National Buttermilk Biscuit Day. Biscuit as in Southern U.S. biscuits. So any Australian people or British people, you know what I'm talking about, but you don't know what I'm talking about because it's an American biscuit and it is so good. It's like a savory scone. I don't care what anyone says. That is what it's like. Josh and Ollie on YouTube also agree with me that it's like a savory scone. So we're going to go with it. It is like a savory scone. All right, we do have a voicemail, so let's go ahead and play that, and then we will proceed with our show. Maybe.
Hello, lovey. Calling you back. I just heard my call on your little show.
Yes, I'm very prompt.
I just wanted to clarify that when I made that call, you had not mentioned the plaza and Fremont Street and... Froggy Pants or whatever it was called.
Frog Pants.
That you went to. But anyway, sometimes I'm a little quick on the draw and jump into something before I've gotten all the details.
Well, I realize, now thinking back on it, I realize I scolded you, Fatty, for calling. And I should never scold anyone for calling because I love getting phone calls because it gives me a conversation. I'm here in a chair by myself. Well, Sydney the dog. It's been a while since I've said that. But Sydney the dog is down here at my feet and not Kathy Bacon's daughter. Just want to clarify that as well. But I shouldn't scold you because, yes, of course, you could have listened to an episode where I didn't say anything. And then the very next day, I could have said Plaza and et cetera, et cetera. So I should not scold you. Apologies for that, Fatty. Please call and ask me any questions you want to at any time. I love your calls.
Well, so anyway, glad you're back. And you and Al keep giving us some stories and limericks and all, and thank you for calling. Well, gosh, where is it now?
Her name's not Al.
There.
There. Well, thank you for your call, Fatty. Yeah, I don't know what her name is, but it's not Al. Also, I don't know her pronoun, although I guess it is a better pronoun, but yeah, there you go. All right, so what were we talking about? I think we had pretty much finished Mother's Day, but I'll just go back and say my mom did end up eating a little bit. I had made this. I did change. So I had 3D printed a vase. And when I first printed it, I wasn't sure what I was going to use it for, but it came out really pretty and really, you know, modern looking. It has a little bit of metallic blue on the bottom and then it's just a white and looks good. And when I printed it, I just thought it was a cool design and I thought, oh, I'll use it as a knickknack on a shelf or something like that. But after I printed it, I thought, oh, I can give my mom some flowers and I can put them in this. And then it's a reusable vase for her that she can keep and use as decor. Or if she ever needs to give anyone flowers, she'll have a pretty vase or whatever. So that's what I was going to do. And then when I found out that she was trying to cancel the Mother's Day lunch because of her stomach, I just said, you know what? I'm not doing the flowers because there was added time needed to transition over to their house for lunch instead of doing it. Because we originally were going to do it at our house. And so I had planned everything to be the pie was here at home, et cetera, et cetera. Mark was here at home. So I had to come home, get the pie, get Mark, go back. I needed to stop and get the Chinese food, et cetera, et cetera. So it was just adding a lot of steps that were not originally in the plan. And so I said, you know what? I'm not doing the flowers. I may give her that vase at some other point, like for her birthday or something like that. But anyway, I 3D printed. I've also been 3D printing some art. So yesterday or day before yesterday, I 3D printed a penguin because I 3D printed this zebra that I really like. It's a black and white zebra. And I was able to print the frame also. And I put it up on my wall and made a little decorative area with my trumpet stand, my trumpet. I have an image of a map that Mark gave me at one point of a map of London. And then I put also an image of this zebra. But I thought, you know, I need a few more images over there. I need a collection of art. And so I thought, well, I'll go with a couple more animals. So I printed a orca whale because the orca whale is my favorite animal. And then I printed another one of a penguin. And I love them. I think they look really great. And I'm very impressed that I can 3D print art. That's crazy. But it's, you know, and it adds a little texture. And I don't know, there's something about it that makes it better than just like printing on a copier, on a printer. What do we call those things? there's something about it that makes it more, for it to have a little bit of three-dimensionality, it just makes it a little bit nicer looking, I think, than something that's printed on paper. But anyway, so I've been doing that, so that's cool. So I worked a little bit on that stuff on Sunday as well. But other than that, I edited the video. Luckily, thank goodness, there were no technical issues on the recording of this last week's Mix Minus. Or the gay mix, or the mix, whatever you want to call it. We answer to many names. So I had to edit that. Luckily, there were no technical difficulties, but I have to edit it. And then I have to take it and generate a transcript for Daniel so that he can then feed that into AI and get the show notes. And so I had to do all of that. So I did all of that. And then I'm trying to think. I don't think I cooked dinner. We just went and picked up Freddy's for dinner. Yeah, we got patty melts because Sunday was the last day of my free-for-all. I basically had a week where I was just like, and I wasn't counting calories, and I ate too much. And so it was off of my Vegas trip because I wasn't able to maintain anything on my Vegas trip. So every time I go on a vacation, I get lax when I get home. So now I said, okay, Monday, I am going back on it. So I went back on it on Monday. So we had patty melts from Freddy's on Sunday night. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Ah, my throat. Sorry about that.